I'm Steve Harper. I'm a retired elder in the Florida Annual Conference, and I'm happy to share this meditation with you today. It comes from 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to 21, and the meditation is entitled Transforming Grace. I was privileged to know Dr. J.C. McPheeters. He was the second president of Asbury Theological Seminary. Dr. Mack, as we called him back in those days, was there when I was a student in the early 1970s, and he was still living when I went back to the seminary as a professor in 1980. He preached his final sermon at the seminary at age 91. Not long after that, he suffered a major stroke from which he never recovered. He preached on the subject, "The New Things God is Teaching Me." There he was, over 90 years of age, not dwelling on old things, but rather being energized by new things. I was deeply moved by his message that day, and I left the chapel praying that I would be a person who could always talk about the new things God is teaching me. In our baptism, when we consent to trust God's grace to be at work in our lives, we are vowing to be open to new waves of grace. As E. Stanley Jones put it, we're always Christians in the making. Responding to grace, we're always becoming deeper and wider followers of Christ. God is never finished with us. In today's reading, Paul calls it becoming a new creation. It's an experience in which we are sanctified without becoming petrified. A new creation. Connecting God's new creation to our Wesleyan theology, our theology of grace, it means that prevenient, converting, and sanctifying grace is not linear. These waves of grace are recurring cycles that enable us to experience God in new ways again and again. Prevenient grace is the work of God that repeatedly awakens us to new things, like it was doing for Dr. McPheeters at age 91. Converting grace is the work of God that repeatedly attaches us to the new things through ongoing commitments. And sanctifying grace is the work of God that repeatedly advances us in faith, maturing us inwardly and outwardly, personally and socially. We never arrive. How could we, when we are in relationship with an infinite God? We cannot come to the end of infinity. We can only continue a step-by-step journey into it. I have experienced God's transforming grace more times than I can remember in my nearly 60-plus year profession of Christian faith. I'm not 91 like Dr. McPheeters was, but I am 73, and it's a great joy, like him, to talk about the new things God is teaching me. One of the most profound transformations is my change of thinking about human sexuality. Since Lent of 2014, my old way of looking at it has passed and a new view has come. A view that affirms LGBTQ plus people, not only as persons of sacred worth, but also as living lives compatible with Christian teaching. As persons who are fully devoted followers of Christ, just as heterosexual people are, and who should receive all the ministries of the church and serve in them. Prevenient grace awakened me to this in a new way. Converting grace attached me to it. Sanctifying grace is advancing me in it so that I find great joy in being an ally with LGBTQ plus people and talking about the new thing God is teaching me as an older adult. A new creation, a fresh expression of my baptismal vow to trust in and respond to God's transforming grace.